Saturday, May 3rd. Feast of Saints Alexander, Evencius, Theodulus, and Juvenal. The Epistle from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy hath regenerated us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that cannot fade, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are kept by faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you shall greatly rejoice, if now you must be for a little time made sorrowful in divers temptations, that the trial of your faith, much more precious than gold which is tried by the fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor at the appearing of Jesus Christ our Lord. Haydock Commentary. The incorruptible inheritance is in you by reason of that lively faith and hope of enjoying Christ. It will be revealed when he shall be revealed and manifested at the day of judgment. The Gospel from John chapter 15, verses 5 through 11. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, I am the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone abide not in me, he shall be cast forth as a branch, and shall wither, and they shall gather him up and cast him into the fire, and he burneth. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bring forth very much fruit, and become my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, as I also have kept my Father's commandments, and do abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be filled. Haydock Commentary. On account of our being in this world, we sometimes ask for that which is not expedient for us. But these things will not be granted us if we remain in Christ, who never grants us anything unless it be profitable to us. So says St. Augustine. If we abide in Christ by a lively faith, and his words abide in us by a lively ardent charity, which can make us produce the fruits of good works, all that we ask will be granted us. These conditional expressions, if you remain in the vine, if you keep my commandments, etc., give us to understand that our perseverance and salvation are upon conditions to be fulfilled by us. Again, St. Augustine. It is the glory of the husbandman to see his vine well cultivated and laden with fruit, and it is the glory of God my Father to see you filled with faith, charity, and good works, and to behold you usefully employed in the conversion of others. Then will men, seeing your good works and the fruit of your preaching, among all nations glorify your heavenly Father as the author of all these blessings. When he says he kept his Father's commandments, he still speaks of himself as man. This frequent admonition of keeping the commandments proveth that a Christian's life consists not in faith only, but in good works.